me, you know, being, like I say, on the sales side of the phone, I'm just thinking about it. I think I was around iPhone 6, iPhone 7. My daughter, when she was out in Vegas, moved out to Vegas, she had an iPhone 7, and there was an antenna issue with the new iPhone 7. And you had to get this specific case for it that has an antenna that helps the reception and transmission of the phone. There was a flaw in it. And my daughter calls me and says, "Dad, can you get me one? And can you get me one in white for me and one for my husband?" Blah, 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 blah. I said to her, I says, "Why are you even into iPhones, you know, and everything else?" But that was an argument for a separate time. But like I say, though, we had so many requirements from Apple that every employee had to have an iPhone on their belt. Well, they're not going to give us the phones. We had to purchase 6 extra phones. They weren't going to cover the cost of the demo line, which are free lines that we get to demonstrate phones to customers and use for ourselves at the company. They wouldn't do any of that. It was all out of our pocket expenses at the store in order for us to carry iPhones and demonstrate them, and we weren't going to do that. And then there were things like mystery shoppers and constant online training. And if you don't do your online training, you get a nasty email. You've got, you know, so many, you got like 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, 12 hours to get this completed, or we're going to pull iPhones out of your store. And that's when we just said, go ahead and take them.